All right, welcome to History Through Art, week 5. Yes, in the History at Our House program for the elementary class in this year of American history. We've looked at two paintings so far that have to do with, let me see now. Yeah, the first one was the discovery of America. In the second one, had to do, I'm struggling to remember here, oh yeah, with the world of Europe before America. And we're going to stick with that theme for a little while. We're going to be talking about, in history class and in history through art, we're going to be talking about what the world was like before America arrived on the scene. And in particular, since we talked about it, that Europe, it was, as we say, a Eurocentric world. What was Europe all about? What were the Europeans like, and so on? And we started talking about that yesterday in class, and I have a painting here that I think really captures that in an interesting way. So I'm going to be glad to see what we can come up with in our studies of this painting. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen. And as usual, the first step of our process is simply to pay attention to our own reaction. Not to analyze. That's not the same thing. But simply to pay attention to our own reaction and to register what I call our first impressions and then share those a little bit. See what it is that our reaction is to art and this particular painting. All right, so here we go. I'm going to share my screen. Put your hands down for now. We haven't started yet. You can ask me things later. Let's get going. So, here we go. Oh, now the hand raising is involving a noise. So I'm going to apologize and just make an adjustment here. Maybe I can do it without shifting. All right. Okay. So hopefully the hand raising noises are going to go away now. All right. So let's see what you guys think. What was your first impression of viewing this painting? You could talk about whether or not you immediately liked it or disliked it. You could talk about what you noticed right away, what you felt drawn to, what was exciting or not. I mean, everybody can have their own first impression. And so this is not a matter of right and wrong. It's just a matter of how you personally reacted. So, Dana, tell me how you felt about this. What happened when you saw this image?
I first saw the man in the middle.
Okay.
Which is carrying the arrow. And I liked it, yeah.
Okay, so you're immediately drawn to the man in the middle. Are you talking about the man who's stretching down to the red object?
Yep.
Okay, right. Okay, good. Yeah, that's a very central figure and a very magnetic figure I find in this painting. And so, all right, Patrick, what about you? What was your first thought first reaction when you saw the painting?
Well, it looks like they're doing a certain thing. Not exactly war, but something like a war.
Yeah, there's not a battle going on right now, right? But yes, so you're immediately thinking about how this has something to do with war. Okay, right. Abby, go ahead.
My first impression was that I don't think I like it.
Okay.
And what I was drawn to at first was the man on the white horse.
Okay, all right. So there are some things in the painting you are interested in, even though your first reaction is, I don't really care for it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. And it's interesting because on many occasions in history through art, people have said, I don't like this painting. And then by the time we were done with it, they said, I love this painting. So maybe we'll have a chance for you to have such an enjoyable reaction. So Anthony, how about you?
I think it's very grisly.
Grizzly, and what do you mean by that? Why you're
it's like not lots of detail and kind of hard to explain.
I think there are, and unfortunately, this is a very high resolution image. So once we zoom in, you will see there's a surprising amount of detail. But yeah, so all right, so it's a style thing that maybe you're not entirely drawn to it. Rosetta, what about you?
I'm drawn to him, man standing the axe.
On the left of the painting?
I think so.
Okay. All right, I hope so too. You mean this guy over here?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. All right. So you're drawn to that character, as was I. I mean, I'm fine that I'm drawn to almost all the characters. But anyway, that's kind of my reaction. But I'll let you guys keep talking here about how you guys felt. Jeremy, what about you?
I don't like this painting.
Okay. What? Why not?
Because it's kind of gross and bloody and that kind of stuff.
There's no blood at all in the painting. There's not a single drop of blood. What are you talking about?
Then why are the seals red?
Oh, that's an interesting question then. Okay. Well, there's no blood on them. I see why you might be upset about that if there were. The spears are red because they're painted red. So, no, it's not that, although, you know, I can understand that you would be upset by that thought immediately. Okay, a few more here. Caleb, what about you?
The first thing that I really saw at first was the man on the white horse and, man with the axe. Those are the first things I saw. And what I like and did I dislike or like the painting, I'd say I don't like it, but I don't hate it either.
Okay. I think, all right, so that's fine. All right, so let me ask, because there's still quite a few hands up, and I don't know if we can spend all that time on first impressions. Let me ask, did anybody have a really strong reaction? So everybody put your hands down here. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. But put your hand up if you had a really strong reaction to the painting. Positive or negative? Because I'm interested to see whether or not that happened. So don't like is not a strong reaction. Hate is a strong reaction, right? Like is not a strong reaction. Love is a strong reaction. So that's what I wanted to hear about here. So couple chances to see, because I'm interested to see if anybody had such a reaction immediately. Rosetta, what about you?
I really like this painting like a lot.
Really like a lot. Okay, that's semi-strong. What do you really like a lot about it?
I like how we have so many characters.
Interesting. Okay, so you're intrigued by that. Yeah, I like that as well. And it kind of reminds me of our last painting insofar as we're going to see that there's a lot of different people here. And sometimes in art, that's what the artist is doing, is he's showing us different kinds of people and how they feel or how they're reacting and reacting to things. Okay, so that's one thing I like about this painting as well, Rosetta, is the variety of characters, the number of characters and the variety of them and what they're like, these people. Okay, and one last one for first impressions, Wyatt and Henry.
This is Wyatt.
Okay.
I love this painting because of the so many characters that I like. There's a lot of characters, so there's a lot to find out about this painting. And the first thing I thought when I looked at it was battle. Like it popped into my head.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Right. So you had a kind of immediate identification. Right. Okay. So you really liked it for reasons kind of like mine as well. Okay, so now what we do is I'm always interested to see how you feel at first and then maybe how your reactions change over time. And I like to see how that happens to me as well. I really like this painting from the word go. And when I saw it, I had a sense of something that was really important. And I really enjoy looking at different parts of it. So we're gonna definitely do that in the order that we usually do, which is we focus on the main characters. So, is there one main character in this painting? Is there more than one main character? Or are there no main characters? Okay, so let's have... Raise your hand if you're going to vote for one main character. And then tell me why you think there is only one. Okay, votes for one main character. Okay, Patrick, you think there's only one main character? Why? Who is it and why?
Well, actually, I think that there's two.
Well, okay, I was asking for people to raise their hands for one main character. Abby, what about you?
Ian on the white horse, because he seems to be the only one who's actually directing the group of people.
All right, so you think the man on the horse is directing the action. Okay, so that's not really so much of a visual cue, but it is that he is on a white horse, and he is taking a unique action. That would be a reason why we might think that he is a main character. Okay, Jeremy, do you agree with that?
Well, I also think that the guy on the white horse is the king or the ruler of the soldiers because he has something like a crown on his head.
Yeah, he has a helmet. I guess we can take a closer look at it. And he has a horse. And he has a horse. Yeah, a horse definitely tends to make a character more important on the battlefield than those that do not have a horse. Okay, I'm not so sure still. Nemo, give me another reason if you agree or disagree, or you have another character going in.
There may be more than one main character, but even so, I think the guy on the white horse is the most important.
Is the most important. Okay, why? Why?
Well, because he's on a horse.
All right, so far we really only got one reason or maybe two reasons. I don't feel that that's very strong. Normally, a main character, we can find about 10 reasons why in a painting he is the main character. So now Dylan is having trouble. So just give me 1 second here to chat something to Dylan because Dylan doesn't have the audio ready. Audio is not configured. So I'm just going to hopefully Dylan can do that. Okay, so, yeah, we've got, he's on a horse and he's taking an action that is unique. All right, so that can be a reason for a main character. But, visually, is he that different from everybody else? Or, you know, what else? Let's see, Sigourney, another thought about that.
Well, his horse has gold on it and he's in the middle. And since he's on a horse, that means he's more important.
All right. Let's not keep going over the same ground here. I like the point about decorations having to do with your rank, maybe. And fairly central. He's not in the middle, but he's close to the middle. Okay. But, all right. You know, these are not terribly strong reasons. I would say, so who says more than one main character? Mr. Powell's hand goes up, and Patrick's hand goes up. So, did you agree with the man on the white horse being a main character, Patrick?
Yeah, but what I thought is that there are two of them, even though one may not be one.
Well, who's the other one?
I think it's the guy on the white horse and the guy on the left with an axe.
The guy on the left and an axe. Why do you consider him a main character in this painting?
Well, he looks a little strong.
Oh, okay. I think most of these guys look pretty strong. But it's interesting that you noticed his strength. And I think you're right that he has a certain strength. But there's more to it than that. Why else does he appear special compared to other individuals in this painting? Visually, what's different about him? Why does he stand out in our field of view, Rosetta?
Because the artist put him farther away from the other soldiers.
Yeah, and farther away from everybody else, separate from them. And what did he do? What do we call that when we see this character against this bright white background? What's that called? He's dark. He's dark, and the character is against a bright white background. So the word for really differences in brightness like that is contrast. Okay, so we definitely have the use of contrast over here in more than one way. Contrast because he's standing by himself. And also contrast visually because he's against a completely white background. It's kind of interesting nobody mentioned that this man is against the background, has a background of this huge flag. I would have thought somebody would mention that as being important about him. It certainly is. This banner dominates the scene. It would be interesting. I think the artist could have made it dominate more if he wanted to, but in this, it's still important enough that it really, it creates something to kind of group, what's the word for this? To highlight this character, basically. Okay, so I think we've got about two. I think we have three, myself, but Jeremy and Caleb, a couple more thoughts. Jeremy?
I think that the person on the white horse is the king because not only does he have gold painting on his chest, he has a red cape on his neck.
Okay, all right. So, okay, that's all right then. So what you're saying is his outfit is considerably different from others. Okay. Well, I'm going to say that, does anybody think that this is a main character? I think so. I think he is. And one of my reasons for thinking that is that what is the most, single most colorful spot on the painting? What jumps out at you as being super bright? In a painting that has a lot of gray and a lot of light yellow greens, right? It's a painting that has kind of some interesting colors, and then all of a sudden there's a super bright red spot. And there's only a little bit of red in other places in the painting. Yeah, so that I think is kind of interesting. And also, I think that this man's face is fascinating, unique, and special. His gesture and posture are different than everybody else in the painting. Everybody else is standing or on a horse. He, on the other hand, is in motion. He is acting. So there's something about him that changes this painting, and it makes it a very special moment in a way. So, Patrick, what did you want to say about that?
Well, I kind of think that he could be a third main character.
All right. So Patrick's willing to give me that. It's a possibility. All right, let's go back to, now let's zoom in, and you guys are going to see the details here. So I'm going to go ahead and zoom in. Okay, very nice, isn't it? Maybe a little bit more even? Wow, okay. So a lot of people picked this character. All right, so then, let's go ahead and describe each of these main characters. We're probably going to need maybe about 3 or 4 minutes per character. So let's talk about each of them in turn. So, tell me what you see. We've already said he's on a white horse, his horse is decorated, he's wearing a red cape, and he's wearing a helmet. Okay, tell me more. For instance, gesture and posture, facial expression, what is he looking at, all that sort of thing. Okay, Jennifer, you want to give it a shot here? Can you tell me something else about this character?
Well, he's, like, colorful, I guess.
Okay.
I think he's, like, the person in the flag.
You think he resembles the person in the flag? Oh, how interesting. How interesting. I hadn't thought of that. That's an interesting comment. I think there's something to that. I hadn't thought of it. But I'm not sure if that's unique, because all the men have beards, or not all of them, but almost all of them. That's interesting, though, his resemblance to the character on the flag. Okay, thank you. Abby, what about you?
I was realizing that he's supposed to be pointing his sword in the same direction he was looking, and his face was kind of determined.
Oh, I like that.
He's looking at something that we can't see.
Yeah, why do you say his face is determined? That's an interpretation. It's a good one. But what are the clues that provide you with that?
He has a sort of determined frown.
Okay, a frown is good. All right, and then what about the eyes? What do you notice about the eyes?
They're kind of a bit squinched up, and they seem to have a bit of bagging underneath.
Squinting and tight, yeah, and a little baggy underneath, and so yeah, they're almost like lines only, pointing in the direction that he is seeing, and his sword is exactly pointing in that direction as well. Okay, good. So his gesture is that of holding out a sword straight out from his body and pointing it in the direction that he is looking. Okay, all right. Anything else about him before we switch characters? Henry Wyatt.
This is Wyatt. He seems like way to be lead of charge. He seems like he's like ready to lead the charge.
Ready, yeah, but what makes you feel readiness?
Well, like, he's got his sword pointed out, like, he's about to apply charge.
Oh, I see. So your interpretation of the gesture is, like, he is going to say, charge, okay. Right now, his mouth is closed and downturned, which gives a kind of grim determination as well. We have the eyes, and we have the downturned mouth, the frown. It's definitely not a happy moment. It's a very serious moment. And so I don't feel when we unpause this that he's necessarily going to yell immediately. But, okay. Patrick, what do you want to say about him?
Well, I just wanted to say that the guy with the red pouch and the guy on the white horse, I think that one of them may be the people on the flag.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, Jennifer did say that. So that seems to be like they might be the same character. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so now I don't think we have too much else. Put your hand down unless you feel like you have some revelation concerning this character. I think that we're pretty close to, he's wearing armor, nobody said that, but he does have golden emblems on his uniform. All right, so, yeah, he's pointing and looking. And we notice also that the others in the painting are looking where he is pointing. Right? This man has shielded his face with his hand to be able to see in that direction. This man is looking in that direction. This man is looking in that direction. So there's it's interesting. Let's actually pull back for a second and observe something about the painting. Where are the characters looking? That's kind of interesting. Remember in our last painting, not all the characters were looking in the same direction. What do you notice about this painting? I know it's not our main characters necessarily, but look at these characters. Everyone is looking in the same direction, not in the same spot, right? But in the same direction. And let me ask you guys something. What are they looking at? What are they looking at? It's interesting. One of the things I like about this painting is that we don't see it. It's not shown. So But we know, right? Caleb, what are they looking at?
They're looking at something that the king is pointing at. Maybe like another army or something.
Okay. I mean, we definitely have a lot of clues about that. It can't be anything else. Right? Patrick?
Well, it looks like there might be an enemy ahead, or they found something interesting from an enemy.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly. I mean, we don't know for sure, but there's really only one thing that makes sense. And actually, we'll get to it very shortly. You know, so let's look at this character now here. That's, like I said, we got about maybe 4 minutes per main character. So let's look at him. He's kind of an interesting character. Tell me what you see. Somebody said that he appeared strong. I agree. He kind of exudes, as people say. He exudes a certain strength. Why does he appear strong? Nemo, go ahead.
I agree, see, those are three main characters.
Yes, tell me about this one.
You can see his whole body.
Okay, that's one of the reasons why he appears as a main character, because you can pretty much see all of him. Okay, Rosetta, tell me something else about him.
I think he looks strong, because he's got this big, big axe, and he's holding himself very, like, straight.
Yeah, holding himself very straight, right? Okay, so that's kind of a proud it's not a very fierce stance, but it's a proud stance. It's a stance that doesn't have any fear in it. It's kind of a courageous stance. He's holding a shield in his left hand, and he is holding his hatchet in his right hand, and his hand appears quite large. When I look at his arm and his hand, I feel the strength of it. It's a big hand. He feels strong. He's wearing a little bit of armor. This is called mail over his tunic. And what about his face? Let's compare facial expressions. What do you read on this man's face as well? And what is this look that he has? It's not the same as the other main character. Jeremy, what would you say about his look? Jeremy, you want to try again? Okay, put your hand down then. All right, who wants to talk about this? Abby, please.
His eyes seem to be squinched up. Like, he's squinting off into the distance, and he looks like he's kind of bracing himself.
Bracing himself. Interesting. I'm not quite sure about that, because he does have his weight pretty much on one hip, on one leg, and the other one's kind of bent. So he seems actually fairly relaxed. I wouldn't say that he's kind of bracing himself, but it's interesting that he's kind of relaxed. And I like that about this character in this painting. But yeah, he's squinting to see off into the distance. And what kind of person is he? What kind of expression does he have? You know, and his outfit and all of this stuff. How would we describe this person, Caleb?
He looks strong and tough. He just looks like a person you wouldn't want to tangle with.
Yeah, okay. Anything else?
The shield he's holding.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed nobody else is holding a blue shield. That stood out to me.
Okay, his shield is unique. All right, so that's something else that's going to set him apart. Now, what we are going to notice is that everybody's unique in this painting. There isn't a single character that's dressed the same as anybody else. There are some similarities. For instance, this man's, I don't know, tunic, I guess we would call it, goes down to his knees sort of thing, has this pattern on it, and so does this man's. This man's has the same pattern, but it's in blue. So things are, not everything is, you know, regular or the same here. But I think what I want to end off on today is my pick for I'm not going to say main character, because there's something kind of strange about the way that this painting is built in a way. But I'm going to say my favorite character. Anyway, even if he's not the main character. So I want everybody to notice what he's doing, because that's going to be the key, in a sense, to the whole painting, as I understand it. So tell me what you see about this character. I love this character. He's my favorite character in the painting. Mm-hmm. Look at the right hand. Look at the left hand. Look at the face. I mean, what do you see here? Caleb.
He looks just so grim and ready for battle. And I think maybe that's his shield he's grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like in a stance, crouching, maybe ready to start running to the enemy.
Almost. I mean, he can't do all of those things at once, but he is crouching, which gives him a kind of energy. The other man, this other main character over here, is kind of relaxed and standing there without too much energy. But when we turn our gaze to this character, we start to feel tense. We start to feel like, oh, this is a different moment for him than it is for the other character. Somehow, maybe he's experiencing it differently. He's reaching down for his shield over here. What's he doing with his right hand? What's he doing with his right hand? It's kind of interesting, actually. Over here, he has a big, long pole in his hand. And Dana, what is it?
Spear.
No, I don't think it is. Because look right here. This bright green material down here is not the grass. So I think it's a standard. It might be a spike on the end of it. But it also has a flag on it. And he is at the front. So oftentimes you would see a character like that and he would have a flag of some sort, just like the main flag. So we can see it bunched up in the grass. Okay. But what I find amazing about this character, I really like it, is his eyes. How would you describe his eyes? I mean, obviously we only get to see one in profile. But what would be, I feel like there's poetry here in the face. We need more than just regular words. Nemo, how would you describe his eyes?
They're really gone with attention.
It looks
kind of like he's a little bit crazy.
Crazed eyes. Yeah, he has crazed eyes. He has, I would say, fiery eyes. His eyes were flames. Maybe if we were to make a poem out of this, what would we say? His eyes were what? Make a poem out of this. This is a very intense character. So there's fire here in this man's character. Abby.
His eyes also look like they're kind of half closed. And the way his beard is covering his mouth, he does look kind of angry and crazed.
Yeah, he's a swarthy character with his face is really dark and his beard is really kind of messy. Henry, Wyatt?
If we made a poem out of this, I would say his eyes were grim to start out.
His eyes were grim and dimly lit. How about that? Hey, I'm starting to get poetic. His eyes were grim and dim. A fire in his soul. Something like that. That's a pretty good start to the poem. That's the kind of man that he is. Yeah, so, all right, let's pull back. Let me go. Oh, wait a minute. Because we're going to finish for today. So, pointing, directing everybody towards something that they all are looking at already anyways. One man relaxed, but tense and strong. another man poised, crouched, fierce. His eyes were like flames. Wow. What's going to happen? Patrick?
I wanted to say something else.
Yes?
There's one person in the very back that doesn't quite look like he's looking.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure that's too important, because in a painting like this, we're going to focus mostly on the main characters. So, yes, maybe some of them are distracted. Caleb, last thoughts?
I was just going to say, I think that the main characters are the three we went over.
Yeah, okay, so you feel more convinced of that now that we've talked about it, as do I. But what we're also going to see is that when we look over here at all these other guys, there's going to be so many fascinating things to see. And it all adds up to something that I think we have been talking about lately in our class, which that's why I love this painting. And then we are definitely going to have to talk about this, because this is very important. And we're going to see other emblems in the painting, like this one and this one. And there's a kind of repetition of these emblems. So there's something important about that. Who these people are, what they are going to do, and why, and so on. There's a lot in here. And we'll get back to it next time. All right, so thank you, everybody. That's all we have time for today. I look forward to coming back and seeing whether or not the fire in that man's eyes lights up the rest of the painting. And what we can expect to have happen. All right. So, did anybody already have a change of heart about the painting? Maybe, yes or no? Oh, yeah, I see three already. That's impressive. Abby, how did it change?
It changed into I liked it, and it was kind of a heroic picture.
Oh, you're starting to think of it as kind of being heroic. Interesting. Caleb, what about you?
My view changed from what I said earlier to I like the painting.
Okay. What did you
like it now?
What did you say earlier?
I said I didn't hate it and I didn't love it.
Oh, okay. So you're moving more in the direction of liking it. Okay. Nemo, how about you?
It really intrigues me now.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, good. Well, we'll get back to this interesting, more and more intriguing painting next week and finish our look at it. So thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend and talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
Alrighty.
Bye. Bye. Bye.